she should be especially for Naomi Rossi, Shiyichyu, and Leschus Refuas, Ruth Victoria, Bas Tehila Rovida, Soch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael. And this is based on Torah that I received from Rabbi Rabbi, Rabbi Gomi Yakudov and Hamnik Shlita. In Parashas Bamidbar, it says, Eila Shmos Ben Aaron, Gimel Dalet, Eila Shmos Ben Aaron, Akwanam, Amshucha, Mishal, Mi Adam Lechain, Vayomas Nado Avil of Nehashem, Akriva Mezor of Nehashem, Rund Rasina of Anim Lohailam, Vayachain, Elazar, Visamar, Apne Aaron of Iam. So these are the sons of this, the names of the sons of Aaron, Akohanim, who were anointed, whose hands were filled to serve. Another Navi died in front of Hashem when they brought the foreign fire before Hashem in Midbar Sinai. They didn't have children, and Elazar and Isamar served Al Pnei Aaron Avim, after their father Aaron, literally on the face of their father Aaron. So Rashi explains, what does it mean, on the face of their father Aaron? B'chayev. One word, Rashi. Ein vort. The Makor of Rashi is Medrash Rabbah, Chof Yer Aleph. It says, V'yichayin Elazar v'yisamar apanei Aaron aviyam. V'yitzak omer b'chayev, v'b'chiyah b'abram v'b'moysay. Adayt v'b'chiyah b'abram v'dar v'b'moysay k'sivacha. P'nei, v'alanu oimer v'yakom avram al p'nei meysay. Malam mosaf kan b'mosa. So to prove Rabbi Chiya's shita, that it was after he died, they bring the Medrash brings the pasuk of Vayakam Avram Al Pnei Meso. Here it says Al Pnei Avram Aaron Avim. Just like Al Pnei Meso by Avram is talking about a dead person, so too Al Pnei Aaron Avim is after Aaron was nifter. But the opinion that holds Rabbi Yitzchak, that holds Bechayiv, like Rashi brings Al Pnei, it's because it says Vayar was heard Al Pnei Terech Aviv, and Terech was still alive. Yira Tumah Baron Shimesh Elazar, Yira Elazar Shimesh Yisamar. So if Aaron became Tumah, Elazar was serving. If Elazar became Tumah, Yisamar served. Adatei Rav Chiya Barav Dar Mimosa Meisar and Shimesh Elazar. But the way Rav Chiya learns it, after Aaron died, Elazar served, and after Elazar died, Yisamar served. And so too in the Tanchum and Parashas Acharemos. So the Tamiya is, the wonder is, why was Rashi Machriya B'chayiv? First of all, Rashi decided that Aaron was still alive. And not only that, but Rashi didn't bring that B'chayiv to Machlokas. And he doesn't tell us why he decided like one way in the Machlokas. And not only that, but Rashi also didn't explain like the Medrash did that when did they serve? They served if Aaron became Tameh. And then if Elazar became Tameh, then Isamar served. Rashi doesn't explain that either. Elagabi Mises Haran, it says, Vayamas Haran Alpanei Terach Aviv, Beretz Meladeto Borkaz, and Rashi explains Alpanei Terach Aviv, B'chai Aviv, U'med Shagadi Yeshar Mishal Yedei Aviv Meis. So Rashi explains, Al Pnei Terach Aviv, during the life of his father. In other words, Haran died during the life of his father. And the Medrash Agada is that Al Yedei Aviv Meis. Because Terach told on him to Nimrod. So Al Yedei Aviv Meis. There in Art Scroll, in Art Scroll Chumash, they say the marker that it was B'chai Aviv is the Tanchum and Parashas Achremos. It's interesting that here, and the Rashi that we're dealing with, Al Pnei Aaron B'chai of Aaron's scroll doesn't have a source. But there it says that the Medrash is the source is the Medrash. That B'chai Aviv, either B'chai Aviv and or Al Yedei Aviv. Now in Parashas Chayei Sarah, like Abi Avram B'Sara, it says V'yakom Avram Al Pnei Meso. So there it's Mefurish that it's Al Pnei Ames. V'yakom Avram Al Pnei Meso. And it's not a raya against the Mashmos Mimisas Haran, where it says V'yamas Haran Al Pnei Terach Aviv. Because there we see that when it says Al Pnei Adam Ploni, and you mention his name, so you understand he's still alive. Al Pnei Terach Aviv. So Terach was alive, it says his name. Mashen Ken Avraham Al Pnei Meso, it doesn't say a name. So therefore the Al Pnei could be talking about a mace. So therefore we should be machuyah like Rabbi Yitzchak. How does Rabbi Yitzchak learn? Rabbi Yitzchak learns that by us it's talking about Bechayiv. Because now according to Rabbi Yitzchak we understand the Al Pnei in both places. We understand Al Pnei Terach Aviv, Terach is alive because it mentions his name. Al Pnei Meso, that Al Pnei means the person already passed away when the name isn't mentioned. And it fits with Al Pnei Aaron, it says his name, so it must be that he's still alive. That could be why Rashi was machweh like Rabbi Yitzchak, that the Aaron was still alive, because that would explain all the psukim. Why Al Pnei Terach Aviv means that he's alive? Why is he alive? Because it says his name. Al Pnei Aaron, he's alive, it says his name. Al Pnei Meso, the person died. Sarah, doesn't say his name. So Rav Yitzchak explains all the psukim, so that's a good reason to be machuya like Rav Yitzchak. But according to Rav Chiya Bar Abba, it's difficult. Why should we explain here that we're talking about the death of Aaron? It's mashma lifnei achai, like it says by Terach. So you have to say that Rav Chiya Bar Abba will answer, Adarabba. We only explain the lashon of Al Pnei to say that he's alive if it's talking about Misa Alpanav, like Haran was Neufel Meis Alpanei Terach Aviv Achai. There's a contrast between the living and the dead. And almost so Misa Nadav and Aviv. It was Lifnei Hashem. They died and Hashem lives forever. But if it says a pool of Chiyus and a Misa Alpanei Adam Acher, like here by Echahein Alpanei Aaron Aviam, so there we understand that Elazar and Isamar are serving. They're alive and they're serving after their father passed away, because there it's not contrasting a living person and a dead person. In other words, when it says Al Pnei, someone who's alive, then it means that the person who was Al Panav died. Like by Haran, he died Al Pnei Terach Aviv, so Terach is alive. Nadav and Aviv died Lifnei Hashem, and Hashem is alive. But here it's not saying Elazar and Isamar died. It just says Al Pnei, they're serving. So since it doesn't say they died, so then we turn it around. And we say that Aaron died. So in other words, Al Pnei is going to be that somebody here died. So he's going to be the person who says explicitly died, and if it doesn't, then the other one died. So it says Al Pnei, that Elazar and Isamar served Al Pnei, their father who died, their father, so they were going to say they didn't die because they're serving. So Memela, who's the one who died? Their father. But it's still difficult according to Reb Chiya Bar Abba. How's it shayach to learn from Avron and Matzav Al Pnei Meso? There the Meso wasn't yet buried, and it was befunav. Ein brachas yitches amad aleph. How's it shayach to say that when Elazar was serving as a kohen gadol a long time after the death of Aaron, it's al panav, and Isamar is serving after Elazar? How's that al pnei? Avram was al pnei because Sarah was still there. She wasn't buried yet. But here, he was long gone. Aaron was long gone. So it's pshat al pnei. And can we say about all the Kohanim for all the generations that they're serving Al Pnei, Aaron? No. So why do we say that about Elazar and Isamar? And if their whole kahuna was after Mises Aaron, why do we talk about it in our parasha over here? Aaron HaKohen lived a long time after this. Another 38 years to Rosh Chodesh Av Shnas HaRam Shebnei Yisrael B'Midbar. So it should have said this B'Shas Mises Aaron. And Taka there it says, B'Midbar Chav, Chav Heide Chav Ches, that Elazar Beno Kiyain Tachtav. So what is our Pasuk helping? So it would appear from all this as follows, that in Horius, Yud Aleph Amid Beis, Krisis, Hei Amid Beis, it says Shagam Kohen Ben Kohen, Kohen Gadol Ben Kohen Gadol requires Mashicha. We recently had numerous shiurim on this sugya. Tos Menachos Kuftes Amid Beis, Shem Taras Kohanim, Shirak B'Memalei Mokom Oviv, it says Shemenosha Kohen Gadol Yechayin Tachas Oviv. So B'Shas Mises Kol Kohen Gadol, you have to be done if he's Roy Lamale Makomo, if he's right to take his place. Or you have to bring from a different family. Like it happened in the time of David, that the Kohen Gadol went from Evyotzer to Tzadok. I am Chidushim Aron Rizalevi al Rambam, Sanhedrin 5:1. He explains that it said in the Sefer Sanhedrin, Sheminu Kohen Gadol, was Al Pibez and Shalom Vishivim Be'echad. It's not Begeder Psak Din. We discussed this in our Shirim. It's a Maisa Minui. That's Mikkoch Samchusin Lesadar in Yanayam Yisrael. When the Sanhedrin is Memana Kohen Gadol, Pibezin Shalshivim Ve'echad, when the Bezin Shalshivim Ve'echad is Memana Kohen Gadol, it's not together a psak. Rather, it's a Maisa Minui because they're representing Klal Yisrael. They're the Miyatskim of Klal Yisrael. So, Akopanim, if it was Mitzad Yerusha Ba'alma that they're admired the Kohen Gadol from Aaron to his sons, so you would need a Hachlota of the Achayim HaKohanim. Well, the Maisa Beisdin. Come over, Mises Kohen Gadol B'chol HaDoros. So they have to be judged. Is he worthy or not worthy? And if they judge that he's worthy, so then that's their Maisa Minui. Because they're representing Klal Yisrael. So you need the Beisdin to decide. So we see B'das Reb Chiya Bar Abba that there's a special chiddush that Shezachar Elazar V'Samar Al Yidei Mashicha Shalom B'Shas Chinuch HaMishkan Lios Kahanim Gedol Machar Aaron V'Ein Tzrichim Shum Minu Ebeir Achar Misas Aloim Hashem Zekoyim Liyarsha. That there's a special chiddush that Elazar and V'Samar Rezocha through their anointment B'Shas Chinuch HaMishkan to be Kohanim Gedolim after Misas Aaron. And they don't need any special minui or beirer after his misa. They're already in office. And even though before they didn't use this schus until after the misa of Aaron, but this is a schus that they already have in their lifetime through this mashicha. So it's already given to them. The Kohen Gadol was already given to them. Now, the beginning, long before Aaron passed away. And that's the concept when something is done al pnei ha-meis. In other words, somebody who is connected to the meis in his lifetime, and he continues binyanei ha-meis, like Avram, who's osek b'kfura Sarah, al pnei meis, asuadan Elazar and Isamar, that were anointed together with Aaron to be memali mekomo mamshichei avodaso. So they're going to fill his place. They're going to be mamshichei avoda. And this is pshat that they're mechayin al pnei aviyim, because they're continuing his work. They're continuing his holy work. Just like Avram was al pnei meso, he was continuing to dealing with Sarah. So too, they're continuing dealing with Aaron's work, his sons. That's al pnei. So that's Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba's, that's what he's learning. Okay, so now we have a good Havan and Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. So now you have two shitas with two rayas from different sukkim. So why is Rashi machweir like Rav Yitzchak? That it was after Aaron died, that it was when Aaron was still alive. And now Rashi doesn't even mention that it's machlokas. So how are we to understand Rashi? So as a possible parrots, we can say as follows, that maybe there's a third sheet to how to learn these psukim. And that's according to Rabbi Elazar ben Osher ben Yossi Aglili. talks about the Lamed Midah Shatar and Dereshes Bam. And one of them, he says, is the 31st Midah, that sometimes a Pasuk isn't read Keseder. It says, V'nero lakim terem yichbe b'shmul sheichev b'heichel Hashem. What do you mean, shmul sheichev b'heichel Hashem? There's no yeshiva b'heichel. So certainly no shchiva b'heichel. Even by Zara there's no shchiva. No yeshiva. So how does the Pasuk read? V'nero lakim terem yichbe b'heichel Hashem. V'shmul sheichev. So instead of reading V'nero lakim terem yichbe b'shmul sheichev b'heichel Hashem, it's read out of order. And Ramban al Torah, Parshas Lech Lecha, Vayomer Avram Yedot Ak Yeretz Echav Eretz Lolehem, Rav Nuno Sam Rabbi Yom Hashana, he says the pasuk is read differently. Yeretz Echav Eretz Lolehem Rabbi Yom Hashana, Rav Dun Vinu Osam. So he also says the pasuk is read Shalok Seder. And so here also, in Pasuk Gimel, it says Eilu Shmos Ben Aaron Akona Mashiachah Mashavliyad Mile Adam L'Chayin. That's Pasuk Gimel. And what does it say in Pasuk Dalid? It says Vayomas Nada Bavil Lefnei Hashem. What do they have to do with it? Bakuiv Meisar Lefnei Hashem the Bar Sinai Banim Lohem Vayichayin Elazar Bisamar Ben Aaron Aviyim. So what does that have to do with the previous Pasuk? It's not a good Hemshech. Elishmos ben Aaron, these are the sons of Aaron that are anointed to serve. And it says, Vayomis Nadabaviyu, in front of Hashem. When they were Makriv and Ezar, and then it gets to the service of Elazar, the Samar al Pan Aaron Aviyim. So it could be that the Pasuk has to be read differently. The Pasuk has to be read, Vayomis Nadab, according to this Midah, Vayosi Aglili, of Rabbi Elazar ben Osher Vayosi Aglili, who says you can sometimes read Psukim out of order. So the pasuk could be read, Vayomas Nadaviyu al Pnei Aaron Aviyim. Because we're just talking about Aaron. So it says, Nadav Aviyu died al Pnei Aaron when they were Makriv and Ezara. And then the pasuk concludes, Vayichayin Elazar v'Samar. It doesn't say al Pnei Aaron. So according to this Lashon, al Pnei Aaron Aviyim is Bechayiv. Because it's clear that Nadav Aviyu died when Aaron was still alive. But it's not talking about the kahuna of Elazar and Isamar, it's talking about Mises Nadav ben Aviyu. And if so, when Rashi was kaveh the Ramascha al Pnei Aaron, and he doesn't say Ve'echayin Elazar v'Isamar, he just says B'chayiv. So he's Machriya Karov Tanayim. In other words, it could be like Rabbi Yitzchak, that Elazar and Isamar were served al Pnei Aaron Aviyim in their father's lifetime, or like Rabbi Elazar b'Dosh Rabbi Yosei Glili, that Nadav ben Aviyu died in their father's lifetime. So you have two out of three. That's why Rashi Paskin Bechayiv. Because we have another to the day of Tanaim that is also Bechayiv, but a different type of Bechayiv. One Bechayiv is that Elazar and Isamar served Bechayiv Avram, that's that Bechayiv Aaron, that's Rabbi Yitzchak. And then you have the other Deya, Rabbi Elazar ben Osher Rabbi Yosei Aglili, that Bechayiv is referring to Nadav ben Aviyu. Nadav ben Aviyu died Bechayiv Aaron. So either way, you get the Bechayiv. And Rashi wasn't Machriya which one it was. Just that it means Bechayiv. And it doesn't say what's Bechayiv. Is it Bechayiv that Elazar and Isamar served? Or is it Bechayiv that Nadav ben Aviyu died? But either way, it's Bechayiv. It's Bechayiv Aaron. And therefore, he doesn't pass him like the other opinion, Ruchia Bar Abba, who holds its Bemoso. Akopanim, we have here a very fascinating analysis of this Rashi. And Mamish, one word in the Olam HaShleimim. So, very gratified we were able to learn this together. Mamish B'Zelcha, always to be a Mamik B'Divrei Rashi. And shalom, shalom, see you next time.